Mishnayis Misechta Mikvois. Mishnalef Sheish Mailois B'Mikvois. There are several different categories, types of Mikvois, that Zu L'Malam Izu. One has a bigger halacha than the other one. And V'Zu L'Malam Izu, that this one, it's a double ocean, but means the same thing, that there are six different types of bodies of water, that each one has a bigger type of a tyra more than the other one. Now, the first one is Mei Gevoyim. That means water that was gathered together on the floor. In other words, a puddle of water on the ground. Now, it doesn't have Aboyim so it's not called the Mikvah, it's not Metayr anybody, but it has halachas like this, that Shosa Tomei V'Shosa Tohor Tomei. Let's say first a person that's Tomei went to drink some water from this puddle of water. And we have to be afraid now that when he picked up the water, so the water that went into his mouth became Tomei, because the person that's Tomei is Matama the water. Now we have to be afraid maybe some drops of that water fell back into the puddle of water. Now in this puddle of water, the loch is, Kol Zaman the water is like attached to the ground, so the water is not Mekabel Tomei. That's the main halacha of Mei Gevoyim, that when the water is in a puddle of water on the ground, if a Tomei touches that water, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Now, even after the water is detached, is picked up from the ground, it depends. If you picked it up L'Rotza and you wanted to use the water, then it will be Mekabel Tumah. But let's say you picked up the water Shlei B'Rotza, like we'll see later. Let's say a piece of bread, by mistake, fell into this puddle of water. Now when you pick up the bread, like the water on the bread, really you don't want the water there. So therefore that water is still considered like it's attached to the ground, and it would also not be Mekabel Tumah. But over here we're talking about, let's say this person that's Tomei, he went down to drink from this puddle of water. So Kol Zaman the water is in the puddle, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Like that's the smila, that the water in the puddle is not Mekabel Tumah. But when he started to drink it, he picked the water up and he wants that water. Now that the water is picked up out of the ground, now what is Mekabel Tumah? So we have to be afraid, maybe a drop of that water fell back into the puddle. So when it falls back into the puddle, that drop is not mitame the rest of the water, because the rest of the water is still attached to the ground, it wasn't detached yet, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. But we consider that drop of water as if it's still there, it's not bottle, but it's still there, that's all. So now the chiddush is, let's say v'shosa tor. Now let's say a person that's tor goes down to drink water from this puddle. So halacha is tamei. This person now becomes tamei. Because we have to be afraid when he's drinking the water, maybe he's going to pick up the drop that fell from the first person that was tamei. So now when he picks up the water, that drop of tamedic water has the power to be metama the rest of the water, let's say in the glass. Let's say he picks up the water in the glass to drink from. So we have to be afraid in this glass that he's drinking from now, maybe we have the first drop that fell from the person that's tamei, so that drop is still tamei. And now it's metama the rest of the water in the glass, because now this water is detached from the ground. So therefore, the halacha is when you drink water that's tamei, you also become tamei, which is nageya to poiseles truma. That the person that's Torah drinks water, that's Tomei, he now passes Truma. If he touches Truma, he makes a Truma puzzle. So that's this halacha. What's going to be Shosa Tomei Umile Bikli Tahor is also Tomei. Again, let's say first a person that's Tomei went to drink water from this puddle here. So again, we have to be afraid that some drops from him fell back in again. So there are drops of Tomei. And now somebody Umile Bikli Tahor. Somebody took a keli that's tor, a glass that's tor, to fill up some water from this puddle. So we have to be afraid now when you pick up the water again, maybe in this glass now there's a drop from the first person that was tamei. So that drop is metame now all the water in the glass. And the lochra is a mayim, that's tamei, is metame a kli. So therefore this kli also becomes tamei. What about shosei tamei? Again, first the person that was tamei drank from this puddle of water. And we have to be afraid a drop of his spit or that fell back into the puddle. And now the Norfal Kikel Shel Truma. And now a bread of Truma fell into this puddle of water. So again, it depends. Im he diach, if you're putting this bread into the puddle because you want to wash off the bread, so it comes out that when you pick up the bread, you're nicha with the water on the bread. So again, when you pick up the bread, we have to be afraid now maybe there's the drop of Tomedic water that fell from the first person. So now that it's on the bread, it's being metama all the rest of the water, because you're detaching the water now, l'rotzin. Therefore, since the water becomes tamei, the water also is metama the truma. Therefore, tamei. But v'yim lo hedich, that's the chiddush. Let's say this kikash of truma fell into this puddle of water by accident. Like you didn't want it to be there. You don't have intentions of washing off the bread. So therefore, the water that comes up now, like you did not detach it l'rotzin. As far as you're concerned, you would rather the water still be in the puddle. Therefore, tor. Therefore, the bread and the water is still tor. That's the first chiddush we said, that the water in the puddle is not makabel tuma. Water that's mechuba, like attached to the ground, is not makabel tuma. Here, even though when you pick up this bread, so the water now is like detached from the ground, but since it was not done l'rotzen, you do not want the water detached. As far as you're concerned, you would have wanted that the bread should have never fell into this puddle. Therefore, the water up now is not l'rotzen, therefore it's still considered like it's mechuba l'kakar, and it's not mekabel tuma. Therefore, the water is tor, and huadin, the bread, the kikush ha'truma, is also tor. Now, Mishneh Beis says the same chiddush over again, that in the same type of a case of mei geva, the water, a puddle of water on the ground. So now, milei bikli tamei. Let's say somebody, not that he was tamei, but he just had a kli, a glass that was tamei. So he went to fill up the water with this glass that's tamei. And we have to be afraid, like when he finishes drinking the water, he spilled the water back into this puddle. So when the water was detached, l'rotzen, you want to drink from the water is mekabel tuma now from the kli. And now when the water falls back into this puddle, we have to be afraid there's some water that's tamei mixed up in the puddle. And now the shosator, now a person that's Torah goes down to drink from this puddle. So again, tamei, the person is tamei. Even though when the water is still in the ground, it's not mekabel tuma. But when you lift up, when the person goes down to drink the water, we have to be afraid now that maybe when he's drinking the water, there's a drop of that first water that's tamei. Now is touching this other water that was picked up, l'rotzoin. Therefore, all the water that he has, that he's drinking, is tamei. Therefore, he also becomes tamei. What about milei bikli tamei? Same type of a case. You go down to fetch water from this puddle, from a glass that's tamei. And umilei bikli tor, and then later, not that you go down to drink, but you have a kli that's tor, and you fetch some more water later. So again, tamei, we have to be afraid now, this kli now becomes tamei. Because we have to be afraid from the first glass that was tamei, it was matama the water, and some of that water you spilled back into the puddle. So now when you pick up water a second time, even though the kli is tor, you have to be afraid, since you're picking up the water mirotzen, you want the water up, and we have to be afraid maybe there's a drop of that first water that was tamei mixed in this glass now, so that drop is metame all this water, and the water, mashkim, that's tamei, is metame the kli, therefore again the kli is also tamei. What about milei bikli tamei? You picked up the water with the kli that's tamei, v'nofa kikel shatruma, and afterwards now a kikel shatruma fell into the puddle of water. So it depends. Im hediach, if the reason why the kika, the bread is there, because you want to wash it off. So when you pick up the bread, you're nicha with the water on it. So then tamei. Then we have to be afraid when you pick up the water now, maybe there's a drop on it still from the water that was in the first kli that was tamei that was spilled back again. So that drop is now metame all the water on the kika, and the melel of the kika also becomes tamei. But v'yim lo hediach, if the bread first fell down, not intentions to clean it off. But in other words, you're not nicha with the water. Now when you're picking up the bread, if so, the water picked up now is shalei l'rotzen, therefore tor, therefore that water is not mekabel tuma, therefore the bread and the water on it remains tor.
Mishneh Gimel. Noflu mayim tameyim, let's say water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water, then v'shosa tor, now a person that's tor went to drink some water from this puddle. So again, tamei, he becomes tamei for the same reason. We have to be afraid now when he's drinking, he picks up the water. Maybe there's some water of the tamei mixed into this water. And now that it's up, it detached l'rotzon, it's mekabel tuma, he becomes tamei. What about noflu mayim tameyim? Again, some water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water. Umilei bikli tor, and he picked up now water with a glass that's tor. Again, tamei. The glass also becomes tamei for the same reason. Noflu mayim tamei, and let's say again, water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water. v'nofal kikel shel truma, and now the bread of truma fell into this puddle. So the same halachas, im hidiach tamei, if you wanted this bread to fall in there to wash it off. So then when you pick up the bread, the water is detached. L'rotzlan is makabel tumma. V'im lo hidiach, but if you do not want the water to be detached, then tor, then it's not makabel tumma. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Bein sheyadiach, bein shelo yadiach tamei. Whether you want this bread to be washed off, whether you want the water up, or whether you do not want the water up, in both cases, the water is makabel tumah; it becomes tamei." Now, some learn Shan Rabbi Shimon like this. Really, we were missing one yadiah we didn't speak out before, and that is, like, how come the Tanakhama says that v'yim lo yadiach tor, that if the bread did not fall in there on purpose, like to wash it off, then when you pick up the bread is still Torah. The real question is, when you pick up the bread now, let's be afraid there's a drop of water that's Tameh that's on the bread now. So true, the other water that's from the puddle, since it was detached, Shalei L'rotz, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. But I call upon him the one drop that was water Tameh, why are we afraid that drop of water Tameh is now touching the bread, will be Metameh the bread? So what you have to say is that drop of water of Tomei is like bottle in the water of Tor. In other words, if it has a power to be Matama the water, then we look as if all the water is Tomei, therefore could be Matama the bread. But if the rest of the water, like was detached from the puddle, Shalei L'rotzen, so he said then the water is not Makabel Tumah. So if so, you have that one drop of water Tomei here, sure it doesn't become bottle by itself, but it doesn't have a power to be Matama or anything. Because we always consider as if like it's bottled in this, in the other water that's tahor. Like it's only not bottled later, it could be matama something else. If it has the power like to wake up from its tumah. But kolzman that's mixed into water that cannot be makabel tumah, we look as if the whole thing is tahor. That's why we said this bread, the bread remains tahor. However, Rabbi Shimon, the Pshat Rabbi Shimon, why he says no, the bread is tamei, because Rabbi Shimon is chayshish, you have to be afraid like this. True, this bread now fell into this puddle of water, and you picked it up, Shalei L'rotzen. You do not want the water on the bread at all. So therefore, Kol Zaman, there's still some water of the puddle on it. It's not Makabel Tumah. But we have to be afraid, maybe all the other water will dry up and go away. And the last drop of water on this bread will be the water that was Tameh originally. Now, if you only have that water that's Tameh, then it would be Metameh the Kikar. It's only not Metameh, Kol Zaman, it's mixed into the water that's Tahor. So Rabbi Shimon is chayshish that maybe the last drop of water that will be on this bread will only be the water that's tamei. Therefore, he holds in all cases the bread, the kikar shel truma, is tamei.
Mishneh Dalet. Nofal aseichon meis. Let's say a mace fell into this puddle of water. Oy sheholach ben hatamei. Or else a person that's tamei walked through the water. So the pshat is the water was not detached. The water is always staying still in the puddle. So therefore, this water is not makabel tumah. That was the first chiddush we learned, that this mega boyim is not makabel tumah, kol zaman, it's attached to the ground. So therefore, v'shosa tor, let's say after the mace fell in, now a person drinks from the water that's tor, the person remains tor, because this water was not makabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, echad mega boyim, whether it's water of a puddle, or else mei baris, baris is like a round ditch, mei sichon, that's like a long ditch, mei ma'oros, like a cave, mei tamtsis sheposku, that means the rainwater that from the snow that melted, that stopped flowing, it came to a stationary place, or also mikvois, shein behem aboyim so, if you have a mikve, even the water that you gather together, l'shem tefillah, but now there's no aboyim so they all have the same halacha. That's this halacha of mei gaboyim, which is a puddle of water, which does not have aboyim so. So the chedushim, the halachas are all like we just said, that it's not kosher l'tefillah, because there's no aboyim so. The only mile is that the water is not makabel tumah. Kol zaman, the water is attached to the ground. Or you didn't pick it up l'rotz, and it's not makabel tumah. So now it says the chiddush is like this, that b'shas ha'geshomim, in the rainy season, hakol tor, any puddle of water you find, we always have the right to say it, the water is tor. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe a person that's Tomei drank from it and some of his water fell back in, because in the rainy season, people don't go down to drink from it. What about Posku HaGeshomim? After the rainy season stopped, then it depends. HaKroivim Liyir, if the puddle of water is near the city, Volad Derech, or near the road, Tomeiim. then we have to be afraid maybe a person that was tomei drank from it, and when he picked up the water was makabel tuma from himself, and some of his water dropped back in again. So again, we have to be afraid, like we have the lochas before, that you could become tomei. But for a chaykim, the puddle of waters that are far away from the road or from the city, then tohirim. Then we still say that b'cheskas taira, that most probably nobody went to drink from it yet, at she'ahaluch roi b'ne yodim. Until we know that a lot of people went past by there, then we have to be afraid that maybe somebody was tamei drank from it, and when he drank from it, like we said, he picked up some of the water then was makabel tuma, then we have the lochas of the Mishnayisim before.
Now Mishnehei, me'eimu sai tohoroson,
like if you have this puddle of water, let's say it was close to the city after the Zman HaGeshomim, that we say with Becheskas Tomei. So now, once it was Becheskas Tomei, when what has to happen to it now, that again it'll become Becheskas Taira, to say the puddle of water is Tor. So Beshamay Yemer Beshamay says, Meshayirbu, when more water, more new rainwater falls into it, and there's more new rainwater than there was before, V'yishtoifu, also it has to overflow. Then we have a right to say that the water tomei fell out, and therefore
it's tahor. Now Basil says rabui, it's enough just if more water fell in. Now there's a ribui of, like if you, before you had, let's say 5 gallons, now if you have 6 new gallons of water come in, it's tahor. Afo pishle shot, for even though it didn't overflow. Rabbi in the halach is like Basil. Rabbi Shimon Amar Shimon says, shotfui, if it overflows, like let's say the ditch wasn't that deep, and you only had 2 gallons before, and now a 0.5 gallon falls in, and it starts to overflow. That also makes it tor. Because again, Mestam the Svaros, we could say that the mayim that was tomei fell out. Afal pishul rabbi, even though the new 0.5 gallon you're pouring in is not rave, is not more than the water you had before. Still, in all these cases, whoever holds the Torah, now the water is kasher in the challah. You're allowed to use this water to make challah with it, or to clean kalim you want to use for challah. Velita mehem liyadayim. You're allowed to use this water to make netilah shadayim from. Like, you're allowed to put a kli into this water and pick up the water to make netilah shadayim. But you're not allowed to put your hands inside here, because it's not called a good tefillah, because it's not aboyim so. That we'll see later on. Certain times it's enough just to put your hands into the mikvah. But here, since it's less than aboyim so, therefore just as water becomes tor, that you use it b'teras netila, and that's what Mishnah means, v'litum hem le'yodayim. Alright, so far this was the first mila. This is called mila of megaboyim. Now the next Mishnah will talk about the next mila. Your Mishnah Vov, l'mala mehen, what's a bigger tyra than the halachas before of megaboyim, that's mei tamtzis shlei posku. That's like rainwater that's melting down from the mountains, from the snow, that did not stop running yet. That's called mei tamtzis, the snow that's melting down now, and it's zoich, it's running down from the mountains, and this water did not stop running yet. And we're talking about again now that there's no aboyim so, still no aboyim so over here. But still, this has a bigger mile than before. That here, since it did not stop running yet, here we say if any mayim temeyim fall into this, they become bottle brave as if they're not here anymore. Therefore, the loch has changed a little bit. Therefore, it's like this. What's going to be shosa tomei? Let's say a person that's tomei starts to drink some of this water, takes the glass out and starts to drink it. So even though a drop or two fall back in again, and then v'shosa tor, then a person that's tor drank from the same water, is tor, still remains tor. Because these few drops that fell back in again right away become bottle in this running water. That's the mila over the halakas before of megaboyim. There was still water. There the few drops of tumi that fall in do not become bottle. They just stay there. Now the same thing, shosa tumi, let's say a person that's tumi drank from this running water, or mila beklitor, then they fetch some water with the keli that's tor, is tor, or remains tor. We're not afraid for those drops, because those drops became bottle brave in the water. What about shosei tomei, a person's tomei drank from the water, v'nofa kikusha truma, then a kikusha truma fell into this water, again, afa pi shadiach, even though you have das, you want the kikah to go in, you want to wash you off the kikah, still tor, it remains tor, for the svar we said, the drops of water that's tomei becomes bottle in the flowing water. What about, let's say, mila bekli tomei, you fetched water with the kli that's tomei, so that kli was metama, the water, once you picked it up, Vishos, and then we're afraid some water dropped back again. And then Vishos, Torah, then a person that's Torah drank from this running water. Again, Torah, he remains tor over here, again, since the water became bottle. And the same thing, mila b'kli tamei or mila b'kli tor is also tor, the same thing, even though first you use the kli tamei that was on the time of the water, even if the water fell back in, it became bottle, therefore now when you fetch it with the kli tor, it remains tor. Mila b'kli tamei, again, you fetch water out with the kli that's tamei, so that water in the kli becomes tamei, then even if some drops fall back again, and then v'nof ha-kikush ha-truma, a bread of truma falls in here, afa pisha, even though you have das to wash off the bread, so you nicha with the water coming up, it's a tolish bedas, still tor, the bread remains tor, like we said, because those drops of water became bottle. Noflu mayim tumei, let's say pure tamadika water fell into this flow of water, so again it becomes bottle brave right away. Therefore, the shos a tor, someone's tor drinks from it, tor, he remains tor. What about noflu mayim tumeim or mila bikli tor, same thing tor. If tamadika water falls in there and then you use the kli tor to fetch new water out, the kli remains tor. Noflu mayim tumeim and noflu kikush of truma. Let's say some tamadik water fell in here, and then your bread loaf of truma fell in. Afo pi shadich, even though you have das to wash it off, still tor again remains tor for the same svara that the drops of water became tamei, became bottle in the flowing water. And it says now ksherim letruma. This water now is kosher to use for truma, and velita meliyadayim. You'll have to be toivel for this water until you have to wash your hands with this water. In other words, this water is 100% tor. Now, Mishneh Zayin, Lamala Mehen, what has a bigger mile of Taira, even after Meitamsus, that's Mikvah Sheyesh Bayaboim So. That's a kosher Mikvah that has 40 so of water. Sheboi Toivlu Namatvilin. In a Mikvah, you'll have to be toivel. A person could go down there if he's tamei to become tor. Well, matbila means you're allowed to put kalim tameim into the mikvah. Or else your hands also, you're allowed to be matbil in the mikvah. Lamala mehen, what's a greater mila of taira, more than a mikvah? That's mayin, that's a flow of well water, a flow of stream water. Shemeim of muwatim, that the water is only a little bit. And varabu all of mayim shuvim, that you have a lot of, a majority, rive of mayim shuvim here. In such a case, it's shove la mikvah, the taya bashbarim, that when this mayin stops flowing, if it's a still mayin, and then it's mitayer, like a regular mikvah is, only when the water is staying still. Or the mayin, it also has a mile of a mayin of a well, lahatful by the kolshu. No matter how small amount of water is there, you could be toivel inside this. That's a mile of a mayin, we'll soon see a well, water, spring water, over a mikvah. A mikvah bedavka needs aboim so. Less than 40 so, the mikvah's puzzle. A mayim, though, is kosher, even though it's less than aboim so. Some say it has to be something that could fit in there, like a kli. If you have a small amount of water there and a kli could fit in, then the kli could become tahor. So again, the chiddush before was, if you have this mayim, if you have this well, that the water is a small amount. Now, if there wouldn't have been mayim shuvim falling into it, so that in a mayin we know is mitar even bezeichlin. Even when the water is running, still it's mitar. By a mikvah, it's the opposite. A mikvah only has taira when the water stays still. If, let's say, the snow comes down and then it starts to melt and the water starts flowing, so even though there's aboyim saw there, you can't be teufel. Kol zaman the water is not still, you can't be teufel. But in a mayin, from a well, from a living place, then we see when the water is flowing, still you could be teufel there. But that's only if you don't have, in our case, roiv of mayim shuvim. But when you have roiv, the majority of mayim shuvim, then it's only mitar when the water stays still, and not when the water is running. And the same thing, that this mayim still has a milo over the mikvah, is that still, even though there'll be less than a boim sohir, still you could be table things that fit into it. Now, lamala mehen, what's even greater than this? Mayim muchim. If you have, let's say, dirty water, from a mayin, flowing water, shehin mitayrim bezeichlin. We're not talking about the mayim shuvim fell in here. Now again, mayim shuvim means water that was fetched by a person that's possible to be used for a mikvah. But here we're talking about you have mayim well water, muchim, just the well water is a little bit dirty. Still it's mitayrim bezeichlin even when the water is flowing. Lamalamihem, what's even greater than this? Mayim chayim. That means real mayim, real fresh well water. Shebehen in them tefillah lezovim. That's what a zav has to go into. It's not enough to go into a mikvah. He has to go into a mayim. It's called mayim chayim. V'hazoy la mitzorim. From this water you could fetch to make azot, you have to sprinkle upon a mitzorah. And
Like Rashi says, the Mepharshim say, the pasuk says, "Tivsa b'matara lishchet achas mishtei tziporim, shemeviim b'yoyim tyra al kli cheresh amayim chayim." Says both have amayim chayim in the kli, and then you sprinkle the blood from the mitzvah inside it, the blood of the tzipor of the carbon of a mitzvah. So you have to use only water from amayim chayim. Uksherim also water from a real, from live well water that's clean. Ksherim lekadish miyamechatis. For that, he used that water in order to put the ashes of the paradum in there to make a kiddush. And from this, we're matayat the temeim of tamimeis.
That's the big. Your paragbeis.
Mishnalef. Hatomei shiyored litvo. A person that was tamei, they went down to the mikvah to be tovel in the mikvah. Now, sofek toval, sofek leitov, toval. He has a sofek whether he went into the mikvah or whether he didn't go into the mikvah. He can't remember. Or else, afilu toval, even if he knows for sure he went into the mikvah, but sofek, he has a doubt whether yesh boy aboyim so, sofek ain't boy. He has a doubt whether there was 40 so in the mikvah when he went in there. Was it a kosher mikvah? Or maybe there wasn't 40 so. He has a doubt if the mikvah was kosher or not. Or else, let's say shnei mikvois. He has two mikvois in front of him. Echad yesh by aboim so. One mikveh has aboim so for sure. V'yechad shein by, and one does not have for sure aboim so. Now toval v'yechad miyam. He went down to one of the two, and v'en yodei liyesim him toval, and he does not know now which one of the two did he go into. So in all these cases, the halacha is sveka tomi. Men asofik, we leave the person becheskas tuma the way he was before, until we know for sure that he has a tyra, that he went to the mikvah. So any time we have a doubt whether he went to the mikvah or not, we say becheskas, he is still tomi. Yeah, that's called sveka tomi. Now Mishnah Beis. What's going to be mikvah shenimadad v'nimtza choser? We have a mikvah that before we knew it had 40 so was a kosher mikvah, and now when we went down to check it out, to measure it out, we found out that it's chosar, it's missing, it's less than 40 so. So the ochre is called tahoros. Any person that went down to the mikvah in between the last time we checked it out and now, and he did any type of tyrus, he touched tyrus in between, shenasu agabov lamafreya, that was done, and as any tyrus that was used because of somebody going down to this mikvah, from lamafreya means from the last time we checked it out until now, so bein b'rishus yochid, whether this mikvah is in a rishus yochid, bein b'rishus rabim, whether the mikvah is in a rishus rabim, temeyos, with anything that was touched because of this mikvah is still tamei. And the chiddush is, even though usually we say sofik tumah b'rishus rabim is tor, that's only if you have a sofik if you touched something, if you became tummy or not. So sofik to become tummy, we say b'rishus rabim, the special gzeras kos, if we learn out from saito that you tor. But over here the question is, the case is that you were vade tummy, the person was vade tummy. The sofik is, did he become tor or not? So when you have a sofik tyro, here we don't have the klal of sofik tumi b'shus rabim is lahokil, but rather in all these cases, we leave the person b'cheskas tuma, and therefore we say that tefillah was no good. Now, b'medvor mamurim, when was this said? B'tuma chamura. If the person was tumi midiraisa, tuma chamura means he touched enough at tuma, that the person was really tumi. Avo b'tuma kala, let's say the person only had a tuma midrabonin on him, like the kugoyin, like the cases are, ochal oichlim tameim, if a man, if a person ate food that's tummy, so midiraisa an oichel is not mitame anodim. But midrabonon though, if he eats the shir of a chatzi pras, he becomes tummy midrabonon. Or else vishosa mashkim tameim, he drank a revius of water that was tummy. Also midiraisa is tor, midrabonon is tummy. Or else bo roishiv ruba b'mayim shuvim, his most of his body and his head went into mayim shuvim, that's also a psul midrabon, you become tamei midrabonin. Oy shenoflu al roisha v'yarubay shloisha lugim mayim shuvim. Or else they threw on top of your head and most of your body, gimel lugim mayim shuvim. Also, you have upon yourself now a tumah midrabonin. So in such a case, v'yorad litvul, a person that had such a tumah on him, now he goes down to the mikvah to be tovel. So lochri is sofak toval, sofak le tovel. If he has a doubt now whether he went into the mikvah or whether he did not go, afilu tovel, even if he knows for sure he went into the mikvah, still he has a doubt, sofak yesh boy aboyim so, sofak ain boy, he has a doubt whether there is aboyim so in the mikvah or not. Or else shnei mikvois, let's say there are two mikvois in front of him. Echad yesh boy aboyim so, one mikvah for sure has aboyim so, v'yechad shein boy, and one does not have. And Tov al b'yechad mehen. He went down and went into one of them. V'yein yodei b'yezer mehem tov. He does not remember anymore which mikveh went to be tovel in. So in all these cases, sveikoi tor. Here, even though it's a suffolk whether he became tor or not, like we know for sure he was tomei, still here, with a doubt, he becomes tor. That's the klal, since it's only a suffolk with the rabbonin, on a suffolk with the rabbonin will make all. They say that that sveikoi is tor. However, Rabbi Yossi mitame, Rabbi Yossi says no. Yossi says even though it's only a tumah with rabbonin, but so what? Since she becheskas tumah, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi yomer kol davu she becheskas tumah. Anything that's becheskas tumah is liyodom hu bepsudle. It always remains tumah. At shivoda she tor until we know for sure it became tor. In other words, even though it's a suffix with the rabbonin, still he holds. You have to go to chumro to say that he's because he's a chazak here. Because it's becheskas tumah until we know for sure he was tor. Now, avos sveiko litame uletame tor. But if we have a suffix whether he was mekabel tumah or not, and it's only a suffix he was mekabel tumah with the rabbonin, then for sure we go lekula. Because here, since the suffix the rabbonin and ad rabbi have becheskas tayr on the person, he still remains tor. So litame means whether he became tomi. In other words, we have a suffix whether he ate Oichlam Temeim, or whether we drank Mashkim Temeim. Well, the Tame means, let's say he was Tomei with these types of Tumah, and we have a Suffolk now if he touched the food, if he touched a Kikash or Truma. So you have a Suffolk now, did the Truma become Tomei or not? So in these cases, since the man, or else the Truma, has a Cheskas Tyro, here Rabbi Yosef would also agree, then a Suffolk would be Tor. However, Lamaisa, we do not pass on like Rabbi Yosef, we pass on a Suffolk the Rabbanan. Even though, like we know for sure, you were tummy, the suffix is now that the tumor go off or not, we also pass in lakula.
All right, turn over. Yeah, we're up to Perek Mishneh Gimel.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Suffix mayim shuvim she'tiru chachamim. Where there are cases about a suffix mayim shuvim that the chom said it's tor.
So now the Mishnah explains it. Really, there's like a Mishnah in Tyrus that said Sveikah Shatira Chachomim, and now the Mishnah goes to explain it. That Sofik Noflu, Sofik Le Noflu.
We have a doubt whether the Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim fell into the mikvah. Now the halacha is, before you have Aboyim Sor in the mikvah, before you have a kosher mikvah, if Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim means water that was fetched by a person, or that's in a kli, went into the mikvah, then the mikvah becomes posel. So now, if you have a suffix whether the gimel lugim fell into the mikvah or not, now afilu noflu, even if you know for sure gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah, but suffix yesh behem aboyim so suffix ain't behem. You have a doubt if at the time when the gimel lugim fell in, maybe there was already 40 so in the mikvah. And the halacha is once you have a kosher mikvah, once you have aboyim so, so then even though a lot of mayim shuvim falls in, still the mikvah remains tor. So we have a suffix whether there was aboyim so or not. Or else, shnei mikvois. You have two mikvois in front of you. Echud yesh boy aboyim so. One of these two mikvois is kosher already. It has its aboyim so. V'yechad ein boy. And one mikvah does not have aboyim so. Now, no fal yechad mehen. If there's gimel lugim mayim shuvim, which is the shear to pass of the mikvah, if there was not yet aboyim so, this shear fell into one of the two mikvois. V'en yodei you do not know liyezim mehen nofal, into which one of these two it fell. So in all these cases, the halacha is sveikoi tor. Since we have a doubt whether the gimel lugim fell into the mikvah to pasul or not, and even if the gimel lugim did fall in, it's only pasul with the rabbonin, so therefore it's a suffix psalm with the rabbonin, that again we go lekula, to say that the mikvah is still tahor. Bivnei sheyesh loy b'may yisla. Here the Mishnah says a svara, because we have what to be tolid in. And we have a right to say it fell into the mikvah that has aboyim sor. But we have a right to say maybe it didn't fall in altogether. Since we have b'mal yitla, what to be told, what to say, happened, where it happened to, so it like it happened to something else, therefore it's mutter. What about though, ho yushneyem chusim yaboyim so, even if you have two mikvahs in front of you, but both of them have less than aboyim so, v'nochal yechol mehem, and now in one of these two mikvahs fell the gimel lugamayim shuvim, and v'yen yudei liyezim mehem nochal, you do not know into which mikvah it fell into. So now here, one of these two for sure is Tomei. We don't know which one. So in such a case, since we have a Vade, that one is Tomei, Sveike Tomei. Here we say, in a suffix, we have to act as if both of them are Tomei. Shein le b'ma yisla. We don't have what to be told, what to say, where it went. Like here we know for sure it went into one of these two. So to make them both tahor, we can't, because we know for sure one is tamei, and we don't know which one. Therefore, even though it's only a suffix, but the rabbanan, here you have to go luchumro to say that both are tamei. We'll see later on in the Mishnayos how you could be metayah such a mikvah. What do you have to do with it? Mishnah Dalit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar Shitur is Rabbi Elazar Omer, Revius Mayim Shuvim Batchila. If you first start to make up the mikvah, there's no water at all, then he holds, even if you only have a revius, one revius of a lug, say there's four ounces of Mayim Shuvim, Pesanet the mikvah, that will pass on the mikvah. Now you want to put regular kosher water into the mikvah remains posel. But let's say first you started out with kosher water. You put in a few lugim or a few saws of kosher, and even though you don't have aboim soyet, and now some mayim shuvim fall in, it only becomes posel u'shloish lugim apnei hamayim. Then you have to have more than a revius. Then you have to have gimel lugim. Like a revius is always a revius of a lug. So then you have to have like 12 times as much, you have to have gimel lugim. Whether it's the beginning, whether you're first starting to make the mikvah also, and mayim shuvim falls in, even though you have a few revi'asim there, but as long as you do not have gimel lugim mayim, the water like becomes bottle, and it doesn't pass all the mikvah. The mikvah remains kosher. Only if you have gimel lugim mayim shuvim falling in before you reach the stage of aboim so. And even though it's the beginning, also you need gimelugim. Mishnah Hey, mikvah sheyesh poi shalosh gumos shamayim shuvim sheluglug. Let's say on the floor of the mikvah there are like little holes, and each guma, each hole has a lug of mayim shuvim in it. So now they're not touching one another; they're spread out. But between the three holes we have gimelugim, but neither of them is touching one and the other. So what's the locha? So it's like this. Im you do, if you know, shenof alatoichay aboim so mayim ksherim achle higil gumashlishes. Now let's say the floor was slanted, or upwards. So therefore, and the third hole was pretty high up. So therefore, if you know for sure there's aboim so in the mikvah before the water reached the height of the third hole, so it comes out that you have aboim so here now before you have gimelugim attached to this mikvah. Therefore, for sure it's kosher. The mikvah is kosher. But v'im lav, let's say all three holes are on the bottom, and when you start to fill it up, the water, goes into all three of them, and you don't have aboim soyet ven posel. Since the water attaches all three holes together, we look as if this gimel lugim of mayim shuvim is in the mikveh right now, therefore the mikveh is posel. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, the mikveh still remains kosher. Why? He says, mefnei shu kemikveh samach lamikveh. Since each hole is a separate hole by itself, and the actual holes are not touching one another, therefore he holds, even though the water comes on top of it, and the water like is touching all three of them together, we still look as if the mikvahs, the holes are separate holes, and each one only has one lug, so we do not look as if we have three mikvahs, three gimel lugim in this mikvah. However, the loch is like the chachamim, like the Tanakama, that we hold no. Since Lamaisa, the water is above these three holes, we look as if all three holes are in the mikvah, and therefore we look as if we do have gimel lugim mayim shuvim in the mikvah before our boim saw came in, therefore it's possible. Mishnah Vov. Ha-mesanek es ha-titlitz dodim. If somebody wants to be like mesanek, means like mesalek. You like push away the dirt on the side of the mikvah. In other words, on the floor of the mikvah there's some dirt, so you want to push away the dirt to the side. And when you're dragging away the dirt, the water in the dirt like comes out. So umoshcha mimenu shleish lugim, even though by pushing the dirt on the side, gimel lugim of water came out of that dirt, still kosher. Now that's not considered mayim shuvim, since the dirt was never detached from the mikvah. So even though the mikvah does not have a boim saw now, it does not have a boim saw, and there was three lugim of water inside that dirt, still when you push the dirt on the side, sweep the dirt on the side, and the water comes out of it, we do not consider it like gimel lugim mayim shuvim, because the water was never detached from the mikvah. It's not called mayim shuvim. What about hoyu toilish? Let's say you were picking up this dirt. You had your shovel and you were digging up the dirt out of the mikvah. And then after the dirt came out of the mikvah, now the water started to drip down back into the mikvah. Posel. If gimel lugim mayim fall back into the mikvah from this dirt, we consider as if it's mayim shuvim. It's from a tvisa biyad odom. A person is the one that's making this water like come out from the dirt, like the water was first in the dirt, now it's coming out. So that's called Mayim Shuvim, and therefore if there's less than Aboim so in the mikvah, and now Gimulugim fall in, the mikvah would be possible. For Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says no, the mikvah still remains Torah, even though you took the dirt out of the mikvah, and the water fell back in again, that water does not have a psul of Mayim Shuvim. And he says, why? Mifnei Shaloi Niskav in Lishov. You do not have intentions to draw that water.
In other words, your intentions is just to get the dirt out of the mikvah, but not because you want the water to come back in again. So therefore, that's called like any miskav, and it doesn't make a psul of Mayim Shuvim. Wherever the Tanakam holds, like it's a psigresh, like you know it has to happen. Like whenever you drag the dirt out, you know automatically the water is going to drip back down again. So it's considered like you're doing it for mischavin, that's where it has the psul of Mayim Shuvim.
Now, Mishneh Zayin. Hamaniyah kan kanem b'reish agag l'nagvan. Somebody leaves, let's say, his barrels on top of his roof to dry out. He has a kakanem, he has wine barrels that are wet, and he wants to let them dry out. So he puts them on top of the roof to dry out. So now, v'nismalo mayim, and overnight or the next day it starts to rain, and rainwater comes into these barrels. So halacha is, mayim shuvim, that we say if water is inside a kli, you can't use it for mikveh water, that's only if a b'nei yodim is nichlei, if the person wants the water to be there. But if the person does not want this water to be inside the kli, that will not give it a psul of mayim shuvim. So therefore in this case, the chura, you do not want the water to be there, because you put your barrel on top of the roof to dry out, so you want it to be dry, you don't want the water to go inside it. So therefore Reb Elezer says, Reb Elezer Omer, if it's the rainy season right now, so if there is still some mayim left inside the bor, there is some kosher water inside the mikvah ready, then you shaver. Then the Yetzer is allowed to break this barrel and let the water just fall down into the mikvah. In other words, the water right now inside these barrels does not have a psul mayim shuvim, because you're not nichi, you're not happy with the water in it. So if you would pick up the barrel, that's called the tefisas b'dei yodam, that would also make it mayim shuvim. So therefore you cannot pick up the barrel, so the etzer is just to break the barrel and let the water run into the mikvah, and then the water would remain kosher for the mikvah. But v'yim lav, let's say at the beginning there's no water at all left in the mikvah is empty, then lo yishaber, blessed holds it does not help to break these barrels to let the water go into the mikvah, you cannot make up the mikvah from these types of water. Because even though really the water in these barrels now are not shuvim, because you're not happy with the water in the barrel, but Gablazel Kubid Lishitosa holds like the Mishnah before, that even a revius mayim shuvim passes the mikvah at the beginning. So at the beginning we're very machmer about the mikvah. So therefore here the water in the barrel maybe like looks like mayim shuvim, like midirabonin, it even looks like mayim shuvim. So therefore if there's no water at all in the mikvah, you're only making it up from this water, you cannot use this water to make up the mikvah. But as long as there's some other water at the beginning, like the first revius of the mikvah, is water that's Torah, that's kosher water, then even though the rest of the mikvah you fill up from water in these barrels, you keep on breaking these barrels to let the water run out to the mikvah, then the mikvah would be kosher. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Benkach or Benkach, whether you do have some water left over in the mikvah, or whether there's no water at all left over in the mikvah, still yishaber. You're allowed to just take these barrels and break them and let the water run into the mikvah and make up the whole mikvah this way. Again, because he doesn't make any gzera here, that since lemaisa the water in these barrels, you are not nichalei, it's not considered mayim shuvim, therefore you're allowed to use this water to make the mikvah kosher. Or yichve, or if the other etzer is,
just tilt the barrel on the side and let the water fall out. Again, as long as you do not pick it up, avoloi yorah, but you're not allowed to pick up the barrel and like pour it out, because once you pick up the barrel, that's called a tfisa. Bideyodim, when a person is holding the barrel, holding the kli, that for sure would make it mayim shuvim. Then the water would be possible to make the mikvah. That's called a tfisas hideyodim. And the Maaseh Halacha we hold like the Yeshua, that only you can't pick up this barrel. But as long as you don't pick up the barrel, you crack it, or you just tilt it, then the water would be kosher for the mikvah.
Yemishneches hasayud sheshochach otzis babor, a sayud that somebody went to like put lime around the bor of the mikvah itself. Now he brought it with a barrel. He brought the lime with a barrel. So he left these barrels inside the mikvah. That means Asayid Sheshochach Otsus, if God has barrels by boring the bore in the mikvah itself. Vinismalamayim. Now these barrels got filled up with water. Let's say got filled up in the mikvah water. So it depends. Imho Yuhamayim Tsofa Magabov Kol Shehu. If the water of the mikvah is above the level of the barrels. So in other words, the water in the barrels is like still attached to the mikvah. So it has no psul of shuvimir, therefore yishaber. What you have to do now is just break the barrels and let the water stay in the mikvah, it's still kosher. It never got a shame a mayim shuvim on the water in the barrels, because the water was always attached to the mikvah. What about v'yim lav? Let's say the water of the mikvah became very low, that it does not reach the top of the barrel. So it comes out now, the water inside the barrel is like not attached to the mikvah anymore. So here, lo yishaber, you're not allowed to break the barrel. The water like has a psul of mayim shuvim on it. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Now, here it's more than the Mishnah before. In the Mishnah before, you put your barrels on top of the roof like to dry out. So there, for sure, you're not nicha with the water to come in it. But over here, you are a little bit nicha with the water in this barrel. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds when the water is not attached to the mikvah, the water in the barrel becomes mayim shuvim. It doesn't help anymore to break the barrel to let the water stay in the mikvah. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Benkach or Benkach Yishaver. No. Whether the water of the mikveh is above the barrel, whether it's below the barrel, even though the waters are not attached, still the water in the barrel is not called lerotzin so much, it's not called yirilanicha with the water in the barrel, therefore Yeshua says, still you could just break the barrel and let the water stay in the mikveh. The Mishnah test, HaMesader Kankanim, somewhere it has barrels, V'techa bor, he puts a few barrels inside a bor, inside the mikveh, inside the bor of water. The nismalamayim, and these kankanim, these barrels now, get filled up with water. Now the purpose why he put these barrels in the water was, he wanted, in other words, that the barrels should like get sapped up, should be belaya from the water now. In order that later, when you fill up these barrels, let's say with wine, the wine should not go into the barrels. Like the wine will be, the barrels will already be satisfied, filled up with the water. So when you put something else into it, that substance will not go into the barrel. That's why you now put these barrels into the bar of water. In other words, it should get filled up as much as a substance will go inside this barrel, should go now from the water. So again, you don't have kavana that the barrel should be filled up with water. You just want like the water to go on the outside, to go through and through the sides of the barrel. Now, in the smalamayim, what happened was the water of the bar, of the mikvah, went inside the barrel. So that's takash leberotzen. Now, afa pi shebola haboros meimov, even though the rest of the water in the mikvah got dissolved, it's not here anymore. So you only have the water, what's in these barrels. Halachra is hareza yishaber. You have a right just to break the barrel and let the water stay in the mikvah to make the mikvah kosher. Because again, this water is not considered shuvim. It's not considered like it was nicha to be inside the barrel. Mishnah Yud. Mikvah shiyesh bo yaboyim so. Mayim vetit. You have a mikvah that has 40 so there, made up with water and tit. In other words, the tit, the dirt of the mikvah, is also part of the aboyim so. So Rabbi Lezer says, matabilim b'mayim, you're allowed to be toivel something, either your body or kelim, in the water part, but v'yein matabilim b'tit, you're not allowed to put your kli inside the tit, inside the dirt. Even though the dirt, the sand, the mud of the mikvah is mitzarev, is part of the aboyim so, but still the actual tefillah should only be in the water part and not in the part of the mud. Rabbi Yeshua says, "B'mayim v'atit, no, even the tit, even the mud, you could also make the tefillah there. You can make the tefillah, put your kelim either in the water part or else in the part of the tit. Now, v'yezer tit matbilim, what type of mud, what type of dirt is considered like water that you can make the tefillah inside it? So the Mishnah says, "B'tit shahamayim tzofim agavav." It has to be the dirt, the sand that is mikvah water on top of it. Like if the dirt is on the side, then you cannot be kosher to be tefil there. It has to be that you have water directly on top of the dirt. In other words, like when you put, even a person, when he puts his foot into the mikvah, even though his feet go sink down into the mud, still it's a good tefillah. Because since there's water on top of the mud, so like when you first put your feet into the mikvah, your feet first go into the water, then when it gets pressed down, it's still considered mechubah to the mikvah, therefore it'd be a good tefillah. What about so hoya hamayim mitzadech? Let's say the water was on one side, and the other side was the dirt. Then moedu Rabbi Yeshua agrees shematvilam b'mayim. You could only be toivel in the water part. V'yein mat bilim betit, but you cannot be toivel in the tit in the mud part. Even though, again, this mud is mitzdara for the shear of aboim. So, but since there's no water on top of the mud, here you cannot be toivel in the mud, rather only in the water. Now the Mishnah says, b'yeza tit omru. What type of tit, what type of dirt do we say could be mashed from the mikvah, could be considered part of the aboim so of the mikvah? So the Mishnah says, betit shehakona yerud melev. It has to be very soft, mud-like, that even a kon, even a reed, would just float inside, go straight inside it by itself. That's how soft the mud has to be. Betit shehakona, I mean the piece of reed, would yerud melev, would go down inside it, it's so soft, fall in. Divru Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yehudu Haimer, Mokoim Shein Kenei Hamidoimid. Has to be a place that the Kenei Hamida would not stand up. It means even though the tit is not that soft, that a corner would just fall into it, but when you stick in a corner, you stick in a reed there, it doesn't stay put or just fall down. In other words, the mud is so soft that it can't hold a reed up. That's enough to give it a shame, tit, to be mitzaref with the main mikvah. As even though it's not as soft as the first amount of the yom, as to say that a reed would just float, fall right through it, but a koponim, it has to be not thick enough to hold up the reed. Abeloza ben doiloy yomer, mokoim sheha mishkolos yeredis, the place that the mishkolos weights would fall down. Even though at the tit, the mud is a little bit thick, but
still if the weights that I use b'shashi building would sink into it, that's also called soft enough to make it part of the mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Hayored bePichovis. It has to be dirt that would go into a pichovis, go into the opening of a barrel. Now, even though it's pretty thick and the mishkolis, the weights would not sink into it, but since it's soft enough that you could put it into a barrel, into a narrow barrel, a jar, let's say, it has a narrow opening to it, that's also enough to give it a shame to be to part of the mikvah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Hanichnas b'Shoferes Hanoid. A sand or dirt that could go through a pipe, as if it's soft enough to go through a pipe, that's also enough. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok Oimer Hanimdoid Balug. In other words, a lug is a little bit wider than a Shoferes Hanoid. So kids also, even though it's a little bit more thicker, but long as the sand could go through, this type of a nimdoid could be measured belug. That's also a type of a kli that you want to put something through. Just the opening is a little bit wider than the Shoferes Hanoid. If the mud could go through it, that's also soft enough to give it a shame, part of the mikvah. Yeah, Perek Gimel, Mishnalef, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Shnei mikvois, if there are two mikvois, Shein behem aboim so, neither of them had aboim so. Let's see, both of them only had 20 so. Now, v'noflu lezeh loigu machza, ulezeh loigu machza, in this mikvah, it fell a lug and a half of Mayim Shuvim. And in the second mikvah, it fell a lug and a half of Mayim Shuvim. So far, both mikvahs are not possible. Because since you do not have gimel lugim of Mayim Shuvim, there's no psul. If you would add on more water, the mikvah would become kosher. But now the case was, v'nis orvu, these two mikvahs got mixed together. So now, lemaisi, you have 40 saw of Mayim. You have a kosher mikvah. But there's also gimel lugim of mayim shuvim there. So the offer is ksherim. Still we say this one big mikvah now is kosher. Why? Mifnei shelo nikra layim shem sul. Originally, each mikvah did not have a shem sul yet, and each mikvah only fell a lug and a half of mayim shuvim. That does not make a psul. Now when they come together, you have aboyim sur, therefore we look as if the mikvah is kosher. Avu mikvah shem boy aboyim sur. Let's say you have a mikvah that does not have a boim so yet, and now v'nofluvoi shleish lugim, and now three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into this mikvah. So in other words, this mikvah now becomes posel. Now v'nechlak lishnayim, this one mikvah divides up into two parts. Each part only has 20 sur, so the chur each part also only has like a lug and a half of mayim shuvim. So the chur each half should be kosher. Still we say no posel. Both halves remain posel, not enough to add onto it now more mikvah, more water. Mivnei shenikro lo shem sul. Because since at the beginning it had already the shem sul does not go off. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, lemaisa the mikvah now is kosher.
Since now in each mikveh there's less than gimel lugim mayim shuvim, it becomes kosher. Shehoyer Rav Yeshua Aimer, because Rav Yeshua used to say, Kol mikveh shein bo yaboyim so, anytime you have a mikveh that doesn't have a boyim so yet of mayim. Vinof lo loy shloisha lugim, and then three lugim fell in of mayim shuvim. But the chosra filo kurtov, it's missing mamash a drop. In other words, not a complete gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell in. A little bit less than gimel lugim fell in, halacha is kosher. Because lemaisi you do not have gimel lugim mayim shuvim in this mikvah, therefore the mikvah is kosher. See also, even though at the beginning you had it, but now since the mikvah divided in half, each half does not have gimel lugim mayim shuvim, therefore the mikvah becomes kosher. It remains possible. Now, since at the beginning you had gimel lugim mayim shuvim in this mikveh, and it was less than aboyim so, so you look as if the whole water now has a psul shuvim on it. Therefore, even though the mikveh divides up now, so what? Both halves have the psul of mayim shuvim on it. Ad until sheyetsi mimenu maloyev yoid, until the majority of the water that was there at the beginning fell out, and more water came in. V'yoyed and a drop more than the majority, then it's okay. Then we say that since the majority left, like the mayim shuvim also went out a drop. So now that we do not have gimel lugim left over, then the mikveh becomes kosher. In other words, if at the beginning, when the gimel lugim fell in, there was only 20 lugim, there's only 20 saws of mayim, even though later on you filled it up to aboyim, the only way you can make it kosher is if again 20 saw of water fall out, and a drop more. But since a drop more, for sure we say some of the mayim shuvim also fell out. Therefore, now we could say for sure there's less than gimel lugim mayim shuvim here. Therefore, the mikveh becomes kosher. Now, Mishnah Beis, Kate said, how is this case? In other words, how exactly do we make the mikveh kosher again? Ha'bor shebchotzer. You have a bor a mikveh in your backyard. V'noflu loy shloisha lugim. And before you had aboyim saw in the mikvah, it fell in gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. The locher is li'elum hu b'psuloi. The mikvah now remains possible. Even if you add more water into it, still it remains possible. How do you make it kosher? Ad sheyetzi mimenu maloyei. Until those original 20 saw that was in the mikvah, when the gimel lugim fell in, now fell out. V'yoyed, and a drop more than those 20 saw. So since a drop more went out, then for sure some of the mayim shuvim went out, therefore it's kosher. Or yad, or until sheyamed b'chotzer aboyim so, until let's say like you make another mikvah in this chotzer, which has aboyim so of mayim sherim, v'yitaru he'aluyoinim min atachtoinim, and we'll make a type of an attachment here between the top one and the bottom one, and we'll make it kosher. In other words, you make a mikvah kosher underneath this mikvah that's posel, and we'll make a charitz, we'll make a hole attaching the two mikvahs. Therefore, the bottom mikvah will make the mikvah kosher, like with hashoka. That's another way of being metayer mayim shuvim. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah poysel. Elazar ben Azariah doesn't like this last eitz. He says the mikvah still remains posel. El im kein pokak, unless you like clog it up. Some say it means Rabbi Elazar says that this tabor that has the mayim shuvim in it, you have to like make a pokak, means like close it up, that it has no other attachments to any other waters. The only attachment that is only to this bottom mikvah. That's called the chibur gomer. Then the bottom mikvah could be metaher the top mikvah. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Bor shuhumole mayim shuvim. You have a bor full of mayim shuvim. For yama nechneches loy, and there's a stream of water, let's say of rainwater, that's flowing through it. V'yotze b'menu, and goes out. So now, li'olam hu b'psulei. We say the water itself always remains posel. We still say there's mayim shuvim here. Until you can make a cheshbin, you can make an account, that from the original water that was in this bor, there's no more there. There's even less than gimel lugim left from the original water. In other words, at the beginning, this bor was full of mayim shuvim. Now there's a flow of rainwater coming through, so every little second it takes out more and more water from the original. But it's only kosher if you could say for sure all the water left it, and there's even less than gimel lugim of the original water there. Then we say it's kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Shnayim shoyim matilim la mikvah. Two people were pouring water into the mikvah.
Now, ze loigu machzo. This person was pouring in a lug and a half of mayim shuvim, and the second person was. In other words, we had a mikveh now less than our boyim saw, and two people were pouring in mayim shuvim into this mikveh. Or else, ha-soichet es ksusoi. His somebody is like wringing out his jacket. Umatim imkoimes harbi. In other words, let's say your jacket, your clothing fell into the mikveh, and it was exactly our boyim saw. Now, when you pick up your jacket, it's full of water, so the mikveh now has less than aboyim so, and the water in the mikveh is like mayim shuvim. So now, when you wring out the water, it's coming out from different places of your coat, but it's falling into the mikveh. Or else, v'hamar, if somebody pours the mayim shuvim minatzartzor from a type of a kli that has a sprout on it, and it has like different spaces there on the sprout that water is coming out from different holes. The water is coming out from different places. So Rabbi Akiva Machshir. Rabbi Akiva says in all these cases the mikveh is still kosher. Rabbi Akiva holds mayim shuvim only makes the mikveh possible if you have gimalugim coming directly from one kli and one spot of the kli. But if it comes from different places, you don't have the psul of mayim shuvim. However, v'chachomim poisim, chachomim say no. What's the difference? Lamaisa, three lugim mayim shuvim rin the mikveh before you have aboyim so the mikveh is possible. Now, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says li omru matilin ela matil. It doesn't say loshen of matilin to pour the gimel lugim mashma from different places. Ela matil mashma from one place. Or Mulod the chachomim said back no loy kach v'lay kach lo omru. It doesn't say either way. Ela rather just says shenoflu loy shloisha lugim. As long as three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh, what do I care if it's from one kli or from two klis? It doesn't make a difference. Still, the mikveh becomes possible. Now, Mishneh Dala continues on with the Chum Shita, that mikli echad mishnayim el mishloishim mitztarfim. If these gimel lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh, even from two or three different kelim, still it's mitztarfim and it makes the mikveh possible. However, mi'arboim mitztarfim. But if it falls from four different kelim, there's each kli had less than a saw, less than a lug, then it's not mitztarf. Now, Balkeri Hachoyla, Balkeri that was sick. Shenof lol of Tisha Kab Mayim. For him, it's enough the Tyrish could daven or learn Torah, is enough of Tisha Kab Mayim fall on top of him. Or else, if a Torah, a person that was Torah, Shenof la Roisha Varuba, Shloisha Lugim Mayim Shuvim. If Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim fell on top of him, then that's Metam him the Rabbonin. So now, these halachas are only good again, Mikliyechod, Mishtanga, Mishloisha, Mitztorfin. If you throw the Tisha Kab Mayim on top of the person, either from one or two Kalim or three, it's also Mitztarf. But me'aboyim mitztarfim, if it comes from four different kelim, then it's not mitztarf.
Now, b'medavum amurim, when was this said? B'zman she'ischala sheni achle posek harishin. When the second one started before the first one ended. That's when it's good for the tisha kabim upon a balkeri. Now, b'medavum amurim, when was it said at the beginning of the Mishnah that these gimalugim still pass the mikveh? B'zman shlo neskavon rabbis. If you don't have intentions of throwing the water into the mikveh to make it more water, then we say in four kelim it's not mitztarf. If you have kavanah to make the mikveh more, then no matter how